Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. The Butte County Farm Bureau has been working to protect agriculture's interests since 1917, thanks in large part to the continued hard work of their members. Colleen Cecil is the executive director of the Bureau. She talked about the local rice industry and how it was affected by early wet weather.
There was a percentage, somewhere in the teens likely, that rice that was still left out on the field after the last weather event that we got. The one in October, we had the weather event where we just got pounded with rain. And there was still a percentage, like I said, probably somewhere in the teens, low 20s, high teens, of rice that was still out in the field.
Water shortages over the past couple of years have forced many rice growers in Northern California to cut back on their overall production. However, earlier this year, as a result of improved rainfall last winter, growers went back to planting a more average level of rice.
It does happen on occasion. It's not ideal that farmers harvest rice after wet weather all the time. It goes a lot slower. It becomes a little messier.
More from Colleen Cecil after this.
Want to help a military veteran get their start in farming? Farmer Veteran Coalition, a national nonprofit organization based in Davis, California, helps military veterans embark on careers in agriculture by providing them with education, resources, and small grants to either kickstart their farm or find employment in farming. Beginning November 22nd and ending November 29th, Farmer Veteran Coalition is conducting a crowdfunding campaign. Thanks to Newman's Own Foundation, who will match their donations dollar for dollar. Go to farmvetco.org today to help a veteran feed America. Farmer Veteran Coalition, mobilizing veterans to feed America.
Again, that's farmvetco.org. While the local rice industry remains strong, early rainy weather can put a bit of a dent in production.
I know that many growers were really working hard to get out what they could, and it wasn't that they couldn't get it out, it was that the crop wasn't ready to come out. The rice, there was still a tremendous amount of moisture in it, and it wasn't at the right percentage of moisture to take out of the field.
Thinking of buying or selling agricultural property? Think Pearson Realty, the industry leader in farm real estate brokerage for nearly 100 years. Call a Pearson Realty experienced ag property specialist today at 559-432-6200. Again, 559-432-6200.
This is California Ag Today.